The Dockers are always a chance at a flag, and I've been waiting a long time, it must be said. We had a little patch in 2013 where we thought it might happen, and then we had a little patch in 2016 where we thought nothing good would happen. But it was in 2016 that we learnt that a Dockers AFL team would be having another crack at a premiership, and that is the AFL women's team. It is an 8-team competition, playing an 8-week season. It kicks off Friday night when Collingwood take on Carlton. Footy fans here in WA, all eyes will be on the Dockers. They'll be battling the Western Bulldogs in Melbourne on Saturday afternoon. They're really high hopes for the women's team. They've performed well in a couple of scratch matches. They have diverse talents, and their very experienced coach, Michelle Cohen, is at the helm. And one of their stars is defender Akech Makur-Chuot. And her friends call her Susan, but I think Akech is better and more respectful that we call her by the name that she has. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff.
It's lovely to have you here, Akech.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Now, you know, we could spend a long time talking about a girl who spent 12 years of her life in a refugee camp and how she comes to become a Fremantle Docker, making her debut on Saturday. Tell us as much as you would like to about that experience, because it seems like the most extraordinary journey.
Growing up in a refugee camp in Kenya was, for me growing up there, there wasn't much opportunities as a young woman being able to play sports. So for me to be able to come to Australia and, you know, being told that I can play sports and picking up sport as that young of age at 12, and then to a level where I'm now playing professional AFL. For me, it's like, it's a dream that I never knew would come true, but now it's come true and it's a reality and I'm living it.
You are living it, and yeah. You're about to, and you probably still don't know how big and exciting it's going to be from Saturday onwards.
Yep, I don't know yet.
Can you tell me what your life looked like in Kenya?
It was mainly, when we were in refugee camp, it was mainly, we have our camps, and then we had the group, so we were put in lots of different groups, and it was just daily. There was during the day is when we would pretty much be living our lives, going to school and all of that. But when school was finished, we'll come home and help the family and stuff like that. And around 6 o'clock, we can't go anywhere because there were no lights on the street or anything like that. So it would just be a matter of spending that time with your family and friends at home, really just storytelling and stuff like that. So
did you envisage that you would, I mean, did you know what you know, kids like to dream about what their future life might be like. Did you have any idea where that future might be, or when did Australia become the reality for you?
We waited for about 9 years for our visas to be approved to come to Australia. So after rejection, it was heartbreak after heartbreak. So when it was finally time for our visas to be accepted, it was when it was like, okay, cool, this is, our lives are about to change. We're about to go to a new country that has all these opportunities that we've been told about. So that's when everything kind of got real, and God was like, wow, we're really about to go and live a different lifestyle.
How has it been, Akech? How easy or difficult was it for you and your family to adjust to what Perth was?
It was quite, actually, to be honest with you, it was really easy. We had family and friends that were here,
yes,
and we were accommodated with them to help us transition into the, the Australian lifestyle and how to pretty much, make things easy for us here in Perth. So we stayed with a host family for about, I think it was about a couple of months, and they really helped us find our way around school, the shopping centre, and all the stuff that we needed to know. So it was really good.
And how quickly did someone say, you're a very athletic girl, have you ever kicked a football?
It was when I went to the intensive English centre at Arrowmore Catholic College.
Yeah.
And I started playing soccer, and everyone was like, oh my goodness, she's really good at soccer. And it wasn't until about year 10 I picked up a footy ball. So it was apparent from the start that I was really good at sport, and I just loved my sports since we were in Kenya.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But there's a big difference between showing that you can do it at school,
yeah,
And then all of a sudden, I mean, this happened really quickly, hasn't it? The development of the AFL Women's League. All of a sudden, you are now going to be a defender with one of the eight teams in this new professional competition. What's the last 6 months, 12 months been like? And as the team has tried to bond and find its focus, that must have been really exciting.
Yeah, it was. We found out that the Women's AFL League was fast-tracked because we knew it was happening in 2020, and then all of a sudden they said it was 2017. Yeah. Well, I will hold up. And then so it was now time to really, we have our normal league that we play in, and it was time to really just perform there because we knew the coaches were going to come out and, start looking at talent and stuff like that. So we had to impress in our normal league in order for us to get drafted into the Fremantle Dockers. So, play really good in the Waffle season with the Swan District girls. We won the flag last year. And then, in October, I got drafted. And then it just started from there. We started pre-season in November. And, it's just been incredible. It's just the transition's just been, from an amateur footballer to a professional footballer. It's been really good having
the support. What's been hard? What are the things that Michelle Cowan has been seeking to teach you that has been perhaps the hardest thing to grasp? Is it the skill element or is it the tactical approach?
It's pretty much the both of them combined, the skill and the tactical approach. And Michelle's really good. She's probably one of the most professional coaches you'll come across. For her, she loves the girls and she loves footy. And to have such a person as a coach, is for me, it's like, wow, this woman is really here, not only because of football, but she's here to really teach us something about football and life that's going to go further than that. So, it's been really good having that kind of support and everything.
Are you going to win this weekend?
Yes, we're going to win.
You're pretty confident about that?
Yeah, we got a really great bunch of talented footballers, and we're just going to go out there and play footy and do all the right things and, do what we've been doing for the last 10 weeks.
And you fly out tomorrow?
Yeah, fly out tomorrow morning.
And the great thing is there's radio and television coverage of this competition, and the whole country will get to it. I don't want to put pressure on you, but the whole country is going to be watching you play.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's quite full on. I got a couple of family members coming down, so, it's going to be really good.
I hope you beat them. And I hope you have a great season. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Her name is Kate Chuot, and she is part of the great story that is the AFL Women's Competition.